Americans are being fed to each other, and most have no idea it's happening. Don't take my word for it. That's the warning coming straight from Vladimir Putin, who claims the United States has become a live experiment for the global elite, a pressure cooker where populations are dehumanized, conditioned, and managed like cattle. But it gets darker. This time, it's provable. Documents, money trails, whistleblowers. And every line leads back to the same untouchable names. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Rumors are spreading online about Putin's warning that Americans are literally being fed to each other, while most remain unaware of what's happening to the food supply. What almost nobody realizes is this. It isn't exaggeration. It's evidence-based. And as usual, Putin was right before anybody else dared to say it.
President Putin of Russia came out on the world stage and he gave a speech. In that speech, he said, I have proof, and this is all alleged. He said, I have proof that the American people are eating each other unbeknownst to them. That we are being fed each other and we have no clue about it. Yeah, that's what he said.
The mainstream media won't report a word of what Putin says, but the evidence exists, and it's been hiding in plain sight. The receipts are coming up. But before the evidence, there was conditioning. Predictive programming designed to make the unthinkable feel normal.
The dystopian movie Soylent Green took place in 2022.
They're making our food out of people. Next thing, they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them.
Promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. Silent Green is people!
Following the programming, they began slipping horse meat into the food supply.
I'm sorry if you're enjoying your dinner, but the Food Standards Agency says the discovery of horse meat in a Findus beef lasagna is appalling, but maintains there's no immediate health risk to the public.
Then they normalised industrial waste in the food supply under a friendly name, pink slime. Now they have taken the next step, and they're pumping human remains and feces into our food and water supplies.
Selling bodies and body parts, a trial set to begin in just months. And tonight, new grisly details of what the FBI says really happened.
Court documents, the Biological Resource Center was essentially running a chop shop for human body parts, mixing, matching, and selling them in ways we'd never heard of until tonight.
One FBI agent revealing what it was really like inside the Phoenix body donation facility, from buckets of heads, arms, and legs to coolers filled with severed penises when the FBI raided the building. He even spotted a smaller head sewn onto a larger torso in a, quote, Frankenstein manner. The limbs, according to that agent, with no apparent identification. A torso with a head apparently went for $2,400. A leg, about $1,100. They'd even sell knees and feet alone for under $500.
It gets worse. This was not a one-off. It's part of a much wider operation. The next phase of the elite's plan to denigrate the human race.
In related news, 10 out of the 19 states in which Bill Gates owns farmland, along with at least another 10, have recently made it legal to dispose of human bodies into the municipal water supply, allowing human remains to be added into biosolid sourced fertilizer. It's called alkaline hydrolysis and is referred to in pop culture as being very, very green. Spiritual leaders have strongly objected to alkaline hydrolysis because they say it is disrespectful to the human body, the vessel of a divine soul. And it's understandable why they say this. In alkaline hydrolysis, the human body is liquefied with lye and poured down the sewer to mix in with the community's excrement. And if that weren't bad enough, this bio-sludge is then collected from municipal water treatment plants and used as so-called fertilizer on factory farms. The official excuse is that it saves the government money for expensive toxic waste disposal. Meanwhile, we are all being sold food that has been grown with a toxic bio-sludge made up of human remains and excrement.
As Putin warns, the elite are determined to strip us of nourishing traditional meat sources. and instead force feed us on bugs, crickets, and even more disturbing alternatives, like feces and human meat. As usual, the mainstream media are on board with the elite agenda, perfecting the messaging to herd the cattle.
School of Economics professor Magnus Söderlund says that eating human meat from the dead might help save the human race, and that we could overcome the taboos against eating each other by simply trying it out. And today, a new company is boasting their lab-grown artisanal salami derived from human flesh. And several articles normalizing cannibalism have recently been published by the mainstream media. The Wikipedia page leads with the benefits of cannibalism.
What the media aren't telling the masses? Cannibals are at risk of various diseases, including kuru and mad cow disease, a neurological prion disease caused by cannibalistic consumption. It gets even worse when you understand the FBI uncovered a shocking scandal involving human remains allegedly found at a Detroit business linked to McDonald's. It gets worse still when you understand that the human remains were the remains of young children. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code PeoplesVoice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Most people have no idea that every time they eat at a McDonald's, they're unknowingly consuming Bill Gates' Frankenfoods.
Gates owns farmland in several states that grow soybeans, corn, cotton, and rice. If you're eating carrots for dinner tonight, there's a good chance it came from his farm in Florida. But it's Gates farmland in Washington state that's drawing the most attention. NBC reports that the plot is so large, it's visible from space. It's here that potatoes are grown, and these spuds supply the fast food chain McDonald's, where they're turned into hot, salty, and perpetually popular french fries. In 2018, Inc. reported that McDonald's buys 3.4 billion pounds of potatoes per year globally and serves over 9 million pounds of fries daily. They're the biggest potato buyers in the world, according to Taste of Home. Gates is also a vocal advocate for eco-friendly synthetic beef, placing him squarely on the outs with the Big Mac.
Why was Gates, the man who vowed to depopulate the world, so laser-focused on partnering with McDonald's on their popular French fries? For the record, we're talking about the same French fries that contain 19 toxic ingredients and more carcinogenic chemicals than a packet of cigarettes.
Which is worse, this pack of Marlboro Reds or this French fries from McDonald's? I'm a board-certified MD, and you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. Acrolein is a toxic substance known to be in the gaseous form of cigarette smoke, also known to cause cancer by harming your DNA and metabolic pathways. You're not going to believe that this package of French fries has more acrolein in it than this package of smokes. Acrolein is a toxic substance. You must avoid it. You should not be feeding your children or yourself McDonald's French fries. These French fries contain more than 100 cigarettes full of acrolein. Why am I telling you this? Because people need to know.
With Gates, nothing is natural. Everything is toxic, synthetic, and spiritually corrosive. From lab-grown meat, to genetically modified crops, chemical-laced water, to engineered vaccines. Every product he touches is part of a slow march towards a world where nature is outlawed, health is manufactured, and control is absolute. For decades, the elite have made it clear. They see us as cattle, not souls. And now, we're beginning to understand what that truly means.
And Jim, is this part of that investigation? Is that winding down at all yet? It is indeed, Jeff. Take a live look behind me. This is what's left of the FBI evidence recovery team inside this car. And take a look at this vehicle. We believe this is the owner of the business just returning to take back possession of his business. More on that in a second. But take a look. Another busy day out here on Detroit's east side, just down the road from City Airport. Sources say they have removed several boxes of what is believed to be human remains. Sources say many, many people. This was a big operation. And get this, inside this business, a saw used to cut up bodies, it is believed, all taken away as evidence to the Wayne County Medical Examiner's Office where it will be tested.
Are we just at the tip of the iceberg on this investigation, you think?
Could very well, and we're not clear on how long it's going to take to do the testing of what is believed human remains. But get this, you had a death in your family, you thought there was a burial or a cremation, and then you find out the body ended up here. Shocking, to say the least.
Certainly so. A lot of questions remain tonight, Jim. Thank you.
The push to turn us into involuntary cannibals, fed human remains without consent, isn't just grotesque. It's a calculated descent into barbarism. One meal at a time. This isn't just an American issue, it's global. Since 2015, children's teeth have been discovered in McDonald's sausages, hash browns, and pancakes across multiple Japanese cities. And in 2018, a child's tooth was found inside a sausage McMuffin. At the time, McDonald's Japan held emergency press conferences, but avoided explaining how human remains ended up in their food. But they did admit the meat was sourced from their US headquarters. Who were these children? Where did they come from? And more importantly, why isn't anybody asking the right questions? Why the silence from the media, the authorities, and the so-called watchdogs? And why are the global elites so obsessed with feeding us human remains? This isn't about accidents or supply chain errors. It's a system designed to break the human spirit by making us complicit in something unspeakable. If you're interested in researching dangerous topics, you've got to protect yourself. Did you know the world's leading VPNs have been infiltrated and compromised from the inside? Did you know the WF controlled Proton VPN? And Israel have infiltrated and compromised NordPIA, Surfshark, and countless others. If you're using these VPNs, cancel your subscription now. You're under attack. In 2025, real protection exists. VP.net, built from scratch in 2025 to be verifiable and unbreakable. Every connection is shielded by mathematically provable cryptography. No logs, no data, nothing for governments to seize. Fast, unhackable, and just $5.55 a month for our viewers. Check them out. vp.net/TPV. They're legit. And your subscription funds the world's first open source audited privacy network, powered by people, not corporations. Join the movement at vp.net/TPV.